Hello, and welcome to your Hypnosis for Magical People audio download. I'm Devin Person. Hypnosis is a skill, and just like any other skill, the more we practice it, the better we get. When we first go down into trance, we're not exactly sure what we're trying to feel. And for a lot of us, we have baggage that comes from all the myths and popular representations of hypnosis that we've seen in cartoons or movies over the years. People think that they're supposed to fall asleep or black out and not remember anything or be completely suggestible and walk around like a zombie. When in reality, trance often feels a lot more like a nice, sleepy daydream. Sort of like the feeling we get when we're falling asleep at night or have just woken up in the morning and we're still being chased around by little fragments of dreams. For me personally, it reminds me a lot of how it can feel to listen to an audiobook while I'm lying in bed or sitting someplace deeply relaxing. I think that I'm following along with the words, and my conscious mind is really making its best effort. But after a while, I realize that my mind has drifted into other thoughts, and I have almost no idea what the book has been saying. So, in that spirit, while listening to this, there's no need to try and hear everything that I'm saying consciously, and there's no need to try not to try to go deeper into trance, because trance is a process that happens naturally. And so you can just listen to this audio as often as you'd like, going a little bit deeper each time, as together we explore all the wonderful sensations and inspiration that awakes inside your own unique mind temple and within your own personal experience of trance. One of my favorite definitions of hypnosis is that hypnosis is a process of holding on and letting go. You can hold on to the sound of my voice and the words that I'm saying as you let go of the concerns of the day, of any tension you're feeling in your muscles, or even of the need to feel like you should have those eyelids stay open. And now, as you begin to hold on to the experience of trance, we can start to go deeper by becoming aware of what's going on right now for you. And I wonder if you can begin to notice the sensation of breath moving in and out as you begin to relax deeper, letting your mind become aware of your body in whatever position it is, wherever it is that you're relaxing now. Noticing how your clothes feel against that skin and how your body is resting its own weight against whatever is supporting it. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice and notice these various things, I wonder if you've already started to drift inside and to experience the sensations that arise naturally as you imagine floating down now, deeper into yourself, deeper into the experience of trance. And as we go inside ourselves, we can notice how our bodies feel differently now. Whether that's more relaxed, or a sensation of heaviness, or just a vague notion of being a little further away. Feeling like, although we still could move our arms or legs, it can feel even better to let them be perfectly still and to rest in that stillness. Drifting down. That's right. And as you drift deeper down into your own rich and wonderful imagination, you can begin to look for a path. This path will be unique to you, and it could be any form at all. A set of stairs, a winding road, a series of stones, something that you remember from your childhood, or something that you've created just now, just for this experience. But either way, you can let yourself begin to walk down that path. Deeper into yourself, going deeper and deeper as I count each step, imagining how it would be like to watch your feet move you along that path all by themselves. 10, taking that first step, really feeling the weight of how it feels to move forward. 9, letting that next step be a little heavier, a little slower. 8, there you go. Watching yourself move along that path. 7, feeling even more relaxed. 6, one step at a time. First 1 foot, and then 5, the next foot, until you get to 4. And see how easily it is to increase that relaxation, to move to 3. And taking those final steps all the way, 2, followed by 1. And now, drifting and dreaming, you can ask your unconscious mind to show you a door that leads into your own mind temple. Space that you can use to get in touch with your unconscious self, to explore, to heal, or to grow. Feeling that door now, looking at its shape, its size, its color, as you reach out and grab whatever handle it might have, and then open it up and step through into your mind temple, taking a moment to just breathe and relax as you look around and see what this unique space looks like for you now. And it might be the same as before, or different in all kinds of wonderful ways. But as you take a moment to move around and explore the space, you can begin to discover how it feels to be here and settle in to this experience. to look around and see all the sights, to sniff the air and see if there's any particular scents you associate with these feelings. And taking all the time in the world to settle into this space, you can now call upon your very own Mind Temple Guardian. This guardian that you've created through your own creativity that connects directly to your deepest self. And this Mind Temple Guardian can approach you now. So the two of you can spend this time however you'd like. You can ask it questions. You can ask it for advice. Or you can just hear whatever it would like to express to you. Knowing that it doesn't have to make sense or remain perfectly clear in order to connect you with that deeper wisdom that comes through hypnosis. That's right. Taking all the time you need to sit and be with your guardian, learning whatever you need to learn, exploring whatever you'd like to explore. And whenever you're ready, you can thank your Mind Temple Guardian for meeting with you here and now in this moment, as well as thank it for all the times it's met with you before, and all the times it'll lead you back into this Mind Temple to meet with you again. Because as you continue to listen to this audio again and again, or perhaps explore this Mind Temple on your own, just by following that same path deeper into yourself, you'll begin to have even richer, more powerful experiences in this place, each time you come back, going deeper, connecting more, and returning to the normal world, feeling even more powerful and refreshed than you thought you could be. And so as you say this gratitude to your Mind Temple Guardian, you can now begin the process of finding that door and opening it to pass through and return to that path as we count back up to waking consciousness. 1, 2, 3. Beginning to come back up. 4, 5, following that path now. 6, 7, feeling more alert, feeling your arms. 8, beginning to stretch. 9, returning all the way to your body, and 10, opening your eyes, feeling wonderfully refreshed and wide awake. You can take a moment to reorient yourself to the room while reminding yourself that you can listen to this audio anytime you'd like, continuing to discover new dimensions of the experience, as well as play around with just taking yourself on this journey on your own by just following these same steps and giving yourself the free range to really explore what this temple is and what secrets it can show you.